Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. I know, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting down into a pit of stress or frustration. But guess what? You don't have to just be a passenger on this crazy ride. We can actually learn to steer the ship, folks. Today we're diving deep into emotional regulation techniques because mastering your emotions is key to unlocking true inner peace and living a more fulfilling life. Ever feel like you're at the mercy of your feelings? Like anger or anxiety just takes over and throws you off balance? Trust me, I've been there. But the good news is, there are practical strategies we can use to gain control and become the captain of our own emotional ship. Now, before we jump into the nitty-gritty, let's be real. We're not talking about suppressing your emotions or pretending everything is always sunshine and rainbows. That's just setting yourself up for a major meltdown later on. Emotional regulation is all about acknowledging your feelings, understanding their triggers, and learning to respond in healthy, constructive ways. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to build a house without a solid foundation, right? Emotional regulation is the foundation for building resilience, stronger relationships, and ultimately a happier, more fulfilling life. So, what are some of these powerful techniques we can start using today? First up, mindfulness. This isn't just about meditating on a mountaintop, though that sounds pretty amazing, doesn't it? Mindfulness is about bringing your full attention to the present moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button when things get hectic, and taking a deep breath. Ever noticed how your heart rate slows down when you take a few slow, deliberate breaths? That's mindfulness in action. Next, we have cognitive reframing. You know those negative thought spirals that can drag you down? Cognitive reframing is all about challenging those thoughts and replacing them with more positive, realistic ones. It's like switching the channel on your mental TV from a bad reality show to something uplifting and inspiring. Instead of thinking this is a disaster, try saying this is a challenge and I can learn from it. Don't underestimate the power of self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Think about activities that bring you joy, whether it's reading a good book, spending time in nature, or catching up with loved ones. Another super important technique is setting healthy boundaries. This means learning to say no when you need to, protecting your time and energy, and prioritizing what truly matters to you. Remember, you don't have to be everything to everyone all the time. Finally, connect with others. We're social creatures by nature, and strong relationships can provide invaluable support during tough times. Share feelings with a trusted friend or family member, join a support group, or simply reach out for a chat. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, facing a tight deadline and a demanding boss. You feel the stress rising, that familiar knot forming in your stomach. But instead of letting it take over, you remember those emotional regulation techniques we just talked about. You take a few deep breaths to calm your nerves, reframe your thoughts from this is overwhelming. So I can handle this one step at a time and remind yourself that you've successfully tackled challenging projects before. You might even decide to take a quick break for a mindful walk outside to clear your head and reconnect with the present moment. See? You're not just reacting to the situation, you're responding with intention and control. Remember, mastering your emotions is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments when you feel like you've got it all figured out, and times when you stumble. But that's okay. The important thing is to keep practicing, keep learning, and keep showing up for yourself with compassion and understanding. So, what are you waiting for? Put those emotional regulation techniques into action today and start experiencing the freedom and fulfillment that comes with true self-mastery. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these powerful strategies. Until next time, keep striving for balance, keep seeking growth, and never stop believing in your ability to create a more fulfilling life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.